The Hayes Advantage with Kathleen Hayes and Vonnie Quinn. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Keith Hennessey served in the White House throughout the presidency of George W. Bush. He, in fact, served as the head of the National Economic Council. He currently is a lecturer at the Stanford University Schools of Law and Business, and he is a blogger at KeithHennessey.com. Keith, welcome.
Hi, Kathleen.
So you've been, you know, you've been inside the White House when there were negotiations going on with Congress on various kinds of issues that affect the economy, affect the budget. How do you assess where both sides are now, and how do you stake out the two sides?
Well, I think that both sides have an interest in trying to reach an agreement, and I think we're seeing that from both the president and the leaders on both sides of the aisle on Capitol Hill. All of the leaders seem to agree that they want to agree. But just because they all want to reach agreement, that doesn't necessarily mean that they will reach agreement. The substantive gaps between the two sides are quite significant. I think that a lot of the press coverage pays too much attention to the politics and not enough attention to the actual substantive disagreements. These are trillions of dollars over the next decade. These are very large policy choices, and so they're hard to resolve. The president and the Congress couldn't resolve them over the past 2 years, so I'm skeptical that they will suddenly be able to resolve them over the next 4 weeks. They should keep trying, but I think it's going to be hard for them to reach agreement.
Well, all the things that they've been speaking of have been on the table before. Is there any room for movement this time around?
Well, I think that the Republicans are at a minimum talking about their position differently. I don't think they've actually changed their substantive position that much. In the summer of 2011, negotiations centered around the debt limit increase. Speaker Boehner signaled to the president that he was willing to accept higher taxes if it was done through tax reform and if it was accompanied by significant structural changes to the major entitlement spending programs. Later that fall, in what was called the Super Committee, several of the Republicans on the Super Committee made similar offers to the Democrats. Both of those negotiations failed to reach closure, and as I understand it, that is quite similar to what Republicans are now saying to the president. What they're doing now that's different, however, is they're much more public about it. They're now publicly saying, hey, we're willing to agree to taxes if you do it the right way and if you also address the spending side. One would hope that that would create a climate that would be more conducive to agreement.
So how much wiggle room is there at this point?
Well, I think the big problem is that there's a huge difference on the numbers. Republicans seem to be willing to raise taxes, I'm guessing now, in the range of several hundred billion dollars over the next 10 years, which is a lot of money. But the president seems to be talking about numbers like $1.5 to $2 trillion over the next 10 years. So a $1 trillion gap just on the tax side is not, you know, that's not small change, and that's not easy to resolve. There's a lot of public coverage of the disagreement over whether or not taxes should be raised, revenue should be raised through scaling back deductions or through raising rates. I think that that is largely a proxy fight for this $1 trillion gap in taxes. And then the even bigger problem is that our deficits are driven by the growth of spending, and there really hasn't been much discussion at all, certainly not publicly, of what kinds of changes would be made to the major entitlements. And that's even harder, in my view, than the taxes.
Ultimately, it's going to come down to a couple of conversations. Who needs to be talking, Keith? We have the Republicans complaining that the Democrats are campaigning, President Obama meeting executives today again at the White House. Who ultimately needs to be talking about this?
Well, I think it's a good sign that the president has put his Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner, in the lead of the negotiations. Congressional Republicans have had a difficult time in the past trying to reach agreement with Jack Lew, the president's chief of staff. Geithner, I think, is someone who the Republicans think will listen to them and negotiate with them in good faith. I think that's a good sign. I'm less concerned with the president doing sort of his, you know, his public events. Presidents do that. That's part of their prerogative. I am concerned that the reports I hear that the administration officials are not actively engaging with Capitol Hill. These agreements don't just happen. You actually have to go to Capitol Hill, sit down with the key members, and negotiate. And I hope that's happening, because I haven't seen signs of it. I'm concerned because in the fall of 2011, when that super committee was going on, the Obama White House was reportedly completely disengaged and was just sort of willing to allow it to flail around. I hope that they're not doing that now. I hope that they are actually working, and I'm just not seeing signs of it.
Keith, this may not be apropos to the discussion right now in the next couple of weeks as we see whether or not the fiscal cliff can be averted. However, a question from a listener. Ultimately, will we need some kind of value-added tax or some kind of transaction tax to overcome this big gap between receipts, revenues, and spending?
Well, if we don't address the entitlement spending trends, then absolutely we are on track to going in a European direction. Now, I don't know if that's radically higher income taxes or adding on some sort of federal sales or value-added tax. The problem is, and I think that's terrible policy, either one of those. The solution here is clearly to address the growth of spending programs. The problem is that even if you decide that you are going to do, say, a value-added tax, that only temporarily solves the problem. The problem here is that the two lines, the spending line and the tax line, are sloped differently. Spending is growing faster than taxes. So any tax increase is at best only a temporary solution to the deficit problem. And so even if you created a VAT, all you would do is buy yourself a certain amount of time, and then you'd be right back in the same situation facing high and growing and unsustainable deficits, and we can't raise taxes forever.
Keith Hennessey, first time on the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kathleen.
And of course, Keith is the former head of the National Economic Council under George W. Bush. He's currently a lecturer at Stanford University Schools of Law and Business.
You can listen to the Hayes Advantage weekdays at 12:30 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012, Bloomberg LP.